You want to turn to Romans chapter 10. You can use that text by way of invitation. Romans chapter 10 and verse 15. The Apostle Paul quotes the prophet Isaiah from the 52nd chapter of that book. And the quotation is this: "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." And I always read that, and I find it somewhat ironic. And if you saw how ugly my feet were, you would think it's ironic as well. My wife constantly tells me about how ugly my feet are, and she's right, they are. Why would the Apostle Paul quote the prophet? What is the prophet referring to on this particular occasion? Well, it's an obvious thing that those who are bringing the gospel of Christ, the glad tidings of peace, are benefiting others, and that is a good or a beautiful thing to do. So it's a metaphor, but it has reference to the work of preaching. And so why is it important that preaching be done? I want you to notice back up in verse 11, the reason why preaching is such a good thing, and the feet of the preacher is beautiful, is because whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And then he asks the question, how shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? It's kind of a chain reaction in that regard. It's important to preach, because if you don't preach, people won't hear. If people don't hear, they won't believe. And if they don't believe, then they won't be saved. And as he said in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so it is, if we're not willing to use the metaphor, it is at least right for us to say it is a beautiful thing to preach the gospel of our Lord. There is nothing that is more precious than that, more beneficial to the hearer than that. And it certainly should be our motivation to do so. As we offer the invitation this evening, it may be that there is one of our number who's not heard that good news, or is not sufficiently aware of it or familiar with it to know how to respond to it. You can't have faith if you haven't heard. But we stand this evening ready to preach and to teach to you that precious message. Can't go into great detail this evening at the end of our time together about it. I would be willing to talk with you all night long if you desire to hear it this evening. So if you desire it, let me know. But in microcosm, we can say that God sent his Son to this earth to die for our sins. All of us being guilty of sin, all of us are in need of a Savior. Well, Jesus fulfilled that task. He lived a perfect life. He died a sacrificial death on the cross, and it is because of his shed blood you can have your sins taken away. You can be reconciled to God, and it is because of his resurrection from the dead that you can have the hope of heaven. Now, if you believe that, and you know that, then you can respond to the gospel invitation by repenting of your sins, confessing him as Lord, and being baptized to have your sins washed away. So if we can assist you in that, or if there's any other thing we can help you with, we offer ourselves to you. The invitation is extended this time. We ask that you come. While together we stand, while we sing.